Good morning, and welcome to the Divine Vision Center podcast with Michelle LLC. That's me. And welcome to the morning drive. I'm going to clear my throat, get ready for this. I'm heading on to the highway, and oh my goodness, literally, there are no cars coming in this whole area, which means it's an immediate get over. And, well, yeah, I just hit the gas. So anyways, let me get started. What does it mean to be in alignment? You know, it is an amazing thing when things just start coming into place and you start experiencing things around you, people around you, doors open, you are just ready to go. And it's like, you don't know how things are gonna happen. You don't know when they're going to happen. You just know why they need to happen, and you are 100% moving in this opportunity, and in your thoughts and in your feelings. You're just 100% in it. That is really the key. It's this whole process that gets you to this place where you are opening up these powerful doors, these powerful experiences, because you have made a decision and you have given that decision power. So there are so many amazing books out here that really go into how to get to different places where you need to be, right? You have The Secret, you have Think and Grow Rich, you got now just being released this year is Rise and Grind. You have all these wonderful books that you can get into that are going to help you move forward and help you really understand some of the things that need to happen for you to be empowered. Now, with that being said, it's really, really exciting when you start to see the common core across everything and it just starts flowing for you because you're doing the right things. I'm just going to share with you a couple things that have been happening recently in terms of how these doors, these windows, these opportunities, and these people have been coming into my life. And whether it's for an encouragement, whether it's a connection that takes me to the next level, no matter what is going on, I am learning and I am becoming stronger in who I am and the things that I'm doing, and my belief system is just becoming so incredibly deep. 2005 is when the Divine Vision Center was created. It was right after I had had a miscarriage with twins, and I had refocused myself on being powerful and doing what I needed to do. Now, around this, my grandmother had just passed, and the pregnancy that I had lined up with her pregnancy. It was my due date was the day my father was born, who happened to be a twin, who was somebody I've always respected and honored in my life, and she was just really surrounding me. The whole experience was extremely excruciating and incredibly painful, because loss of a vision is never easy, right? It's never easy to go through something where you have this wonderful thought process, and then the next thing you know, it's just gone out of, it's just gone. So that was difficult, but the thing was, is I never viewed it as something difficult. As I was going through the miscarriage, it was painful. Yes, it's birth. You know, for those that don't know, having a miscarriage is birth if you don't go through the medical procedures, which is a different form of birth, but still painful. So going through that, it was painful, and it brought up a lot of things, but I always saw their birth as a gift to open me up to a new way of thinking, to clean out the closet. I used to say that, and I still do, that it was when Pandora's box opened up for me, and I got to really start looking at me as a person, what I was holding on to, because in that moment, things came up that were from 5 years earlier, from when I was in third grade, when I was in seventh grade, and I'm a grown woman. So why are these things bothering me? Why am I even thinking about somebody I went to junior high with? Why is this on my heart? Because these things were on my heart this whole time, and I had never dealt with them. So this moment opened up the door for me to heal, to get healthy, to become stronger in who I am. And it really started me on the path of self-discovery and healing, which is the Divine Vision Center for healing and self-discovery, right? So it was one night, I had this vision, and I stayed up all night and I drew my logo. And it was of the woman with her arms up in complete praise, receiving the energy and giving off the energy that is infinite, intelligent God, Allah, whatever you want to call it, source, whatever you call that which breathes you, this woman is giving off this energy. And this woman is me. Well, her body turns into a tree trunk that roots around the earth, because this is not something that is just for one. This is something to change the planet. And I knew that the Divine Vision Center was powerful, but what I didn't believe was that I was powerful, that I had what it took to take this to the next stages and gauges. Now, I woke up this morning starting a new book, Rise and Grind, by Damon Dash. No, not Damon Dash. Damon, oh my gosh, I can't believe I just forgot his name. Please forgive me. Anyways, by Damon. He is one of the Shark Tank entrepreneurs that I believe he created FUBU. I believe he's created his own brand and did things that were just unheard of. But here's the thing that's so crazy. You know, I look at these people and I'm like, okay, yeah, that's them. You know, I'm rocking my own life like I did back then. And I started this book. And actually, I'm going to get back to that. Because in 2005, 2006, I didn't have enough for me to jump out on this vision that I had. I didn't have faith. I had a desire. I had a vision. I had thoughts. I had feelings. But I did not have faith that I could do what it took, or I was who I needed to be to make it happen, which is debilitating. It is destructive. It is very toxic, because those thoughts created the opportunities being lost, the lack of movement, the lack of action, right? But I really doubted myself because of my own experience with education and what I feel I need for people to recognize me and for me to be valid that I may or may not have. So I ended up going to school, becoming a certified life coach, transformational life coach. I trained, I studied, and I had already been studying. So it's like I just started diving in and studying and learning and listening and just growing myself. Fast forward, different experience came up, and I continued to grow and move. I, in 2011, after losing a house with my husband and being in a relationship that was not healthy, and it was really toxic for me just because of the fact that it was not feeding me at all, I had to make a decision, and I chose me, because in choosing me, that means that I can give back, right? I can still do who I am, so I could be the mother I needed to be because I was alive and healthy and well, Well, it was a very trying time to decide to get out of a marriage when I was making $800 a month. That's crazy. But things opened up and gave me new positions for me to increase my income once I made that decision. And I lost my house, so luckily I had a family situation where I could go and stay at my parents' and still have my own space somewhat, which is what, again, was a gift. All these things lined up once I made my decision. And I slowly rebuilt myself. I slowly came back into this place where I rebuilt myself. I got my own place. And after the divorce, I became healthier for my son. And the relationship that I had with his father, my ex-husband now, was positive because I chose for it to be. Now, all these amazing things are taking place, but I still didn't think I had what it took to be who I needed to be to do what I needed to do. Now, in this process, the Divine Vision Center has always been, but my mama made it, came to pass, which is my bakery, creating foods that I had my bean pies, my sweet potato pies, and my cakes, and my cupcakes, and muffins, and whatnot. That had happened sometime around 2007, 2008, somewhere in there, maybe even 2005. I'm not sure. I don't remember the exact date. I just started baking it and started doing things. But again, didn't believe that I had what it took to make it become something big and powerful. So I always would talk myself out of it, looking for the reasons why it wouldn't work. But I still would get involved and I would do things. I just wouldn't go there with it. I kept learning, I kept growing. 2016, the house that I had established as our home, I had to walk away from it. It was a rental. They started doing some crazy things. My job started doing some crazy things in terms of the way that they were paying. All these things started changing. I became, my foundation shattered. So I found myself making some really hard decisions to put myself back in a place where I could breathe, which meant that as this grown woman with a teenage child, I had to go back home again. Well, sometimes going home is a powerful thing. And as you're doing these different things, and as you grow, you realize that you're doing exactly what was planned. So even though it wasn't something I particularly was just like, yay, this is what I'm doing, I was still doing what I was in alignment to do. Now, in this process, I get myself resituated. I went through some emotional experiences with that, because that change is going to take you somewhere. You're not going to get away from it. It's just, you're not, but sitting in it is a problem. Going through it, dealing with it, cleaning it up is the way to handle it, and becoming empowered in it. And that's exactly what I did. I started listening and reading again some of the, and actually my reading is all listening, but I started getting back into the teachings and the things that I was into originally that were powering me. And I reignited that flame. So one of the things is Jerry and Esther Hicks, they talk about law of attraction, the vortex, and different things of that nature. And Esther has the ability to connect with Abraham, who is infinite intelligence, a collective consciousness through infinite intelligence. Amazing stuff started happening as I was listening to these videos on YouTube, and I was just reminded and reaffirmed in these things that were taking place that I was doing the right things, and I was opening up to the next experience. I got this feeling to like, oh, I need to listen to this again, The Secret, because I haven't heard that. I wonder what I would get from that. And every time I got these little feelings or this thought, I would act on them immediately, and I would start listening and be like, okay, what is this about? And I would do that from tape to tape to tape to tape, or video to video where it's like, I wonder about this, I wonder about this. And I stopped, I was listening, and it led me back to Think and Grow Rich, which I have been, I have become in love with this book. I carry it around with me everywhere I go. I tab it, I write in it. I work with it in every aspect possible. So amazing things are taking place as I'm digesting this book, right? And all of a sudden I hear this video about that Esther Hicks did, and she's talking about somebody's come with a question about sex, and she's talking about sexuality and just the sex energy and whatnot. And she says that Jerry Hicks' foundation was founded in Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. And I had never heard that before. Now, I had been listening to them for over 15 years, 20 years maybe, and I never heard that. I never knew that. And I was just blown away, because here it is, somebody that I had reconnected with, and at the perfect time, she is telling me that the book that I'm using is the foundation that got them started, that opened them up to what their gifts and graces were. And I'm just so excited and moved by this that I'm like, okay, what's next? Keep reading, keep reading, keep going, keep going. So I get to this new place where I'm sitting and I'm just like trying to figure out this stuff, and I'm being exposed to these different trains of thoughts, and I'm realizing that a huge part of Think and Grow Rich that I'm supposed to deal with is what Esther said Jerry would never touch. I don't believe Bob Proctor touches it. He's awesome too, and his foundation is Think and Grow Rich. But the sex transmutation aspect of Think and Grow Rich, and how sexual energy is powerful, and is the spiritual energy of that is different than the energy we know in the flesh. And so I'm sitting here like in this whole process, and my body is getting goosebumps everywhere, and I'm just like, I'm lit up, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is just so amazing. This is amazing, 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 amazing. So I'm sitting here and I'm processing all these things, and I'm hearing all these things, and these doors are opening, and I'm having these experiences one after another. I'm meeting these different people, and in these moments I'm learning, okay, Michelle, you can desire something with all your heart, but you can't just think it into existence. You have to think, feel, and act it into existence. You have to prepare yourself. So things that you may want, you may not have if you are not doing the work, if you have not invested. You have to get up and grind. So, and I haven't listened to Rise and Grind yet, because I'm totally invested in Think and Grow Rich. Now, I'm just going to take you into this month. So I get told my job situation is changing. I get the opportunity to go back home to Dallas and see family. I do that. I jump on that with my son. I meet some individuals that are really beautiful and whatnot, but it doesn't really fit. But the things that they're showing me tell me that I need to put some things in place to be my healthiest self, to do my highest job. And people that I think would be there say they will be there, and they don't show up. And it just these confirmations that it's like, I cannot wait for anybody else to do what I have to do. Nothing can happen until I show up, until I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And then I walk into this kitchen that I'm with my job. I'm sitting here listening to the message that they have on. They're listening to a YouTube video of this lady who's speaking. And I'm getting bits and pieces because I'm walking in and out. But every time I walk in, it's like this amazing message hits my ears. And I'm walking out, and I just have the time to digest what was just said. And it's like, oh my goodness, that was amazing. That was beast. So I'm sitting here and I'm just like, wow, this experience is so crazy. So I asked ask for this video to be sent to me. In doing so, I listened to it, and it is just encouragement about being my highest self and doing some things and understanding that I, in being broken or being the outcast, that really isn't being, that doesn't mean you're alone, and it doesn't mean that you have to not experience the highest self. One moment. Have a great day. I love you. Bye. So I'm sitting here, and I'm just blown away by her message. And her name is Sarah Jakes Roberts. And I normally, you wouldn't find me listening to sermons and most of the things that I do. But she really speaks on the aspect that the people that are in the shadows, that are in these stories in the Bible, are in the shadows not because of the fact that they shouldn't be seen, but because behind the scenes they're doing the work necessary. They're doing the work necessary to be elevated to the highest places, to be the highest people, right? So it's like they become the kings and queens and get the favor because while they were in the dirt, they stood tall and they had faith and they did the work. And it's just like, wow, this is just kind of crazy. And just, you know, move forward, get out there and really get into what you're doing and step out there because you're being prepared. So this, I'm listening to this. I then share this with my supervisor who saw the same person out in California the weekend before and got a message from her as well that propelled her forward to be her highest self. And I'm then coming to her with the same person saying, you got to listen to her. This is just amazing. And we're both, I'm covered in goosebumps, right? And I say that, remember, I'm covered in goosebumps. So I'm sitting here going through this whole process of what's taking place. And it's just like absolutely amazing to me. So I fast forward to yesterday. I'm sitting at my son's school in an office conference room surrounded by individuals that are dynamic. There's principal of the high school, the principal of the junior high, some staff members that do dynamic things that are highly respected on this campus. There are two business owners and a lawyer and me. This person who has a job of an aide on record, but is now the lunch director and is the community liaison. All things that in the truth of it, I spoke into existence to receive those titles. So I'm sitting there and the thought keeps going through my head. The saying goes, when you're sitting at the table, if you're the smartest person at the table, you're at the wrong table. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, I'm at the right table because I have so much to learn from these individuals. I have so much to gather from these folks. And in the meeting, it was powerful. It really was powerful. The things that are taking place in my son's school at Brophy, it's powerful what they're doing, the vision they have, the desire they have to reach the community as a whole, to make every part of the community, especially the Black community, a part of the Brophy experience, where some of the belief systems are removed about it being elitist and being a racially unfair place. So we're sitting there at this table, and the things that I'm bringing to the table are being received and are being incorporated in the plan, which is huge because of the fact that it's like, if I'm a scrub, why are you listening to me? Because I'm not a scrub. Because I feel like I'm a scrub does not mean that I am a scrub. That is just the education of my own self on who I am, right? Because truly I am in alignment. And I'm getting, again, goosebumps. And I'm just like, wow, this is just so amazingly powerful. Like, I'm so excited. And there's some things that are taking place that I'm not in, particularly included in, but I see where my place is and where my place is coming. And so as I'm leaving, I'm talking to one of the gentlemen that is on this committee with me, and I just let him know that I'm will not be returning to the position that I have next year due to the circumstances, and we're talking about it. What are your plans, Michelle? You know, I'm not quite sure. Well, you're on the hunt. I said, I'm not quite sure what I'm doing right now. I'm still kind of trying to figure that out because I really feel like I need to do me. And this man stopped and looked at me and he's like, you absolutely need to do you. Absolutely. And again, I get goosebumps. He's like, this is what excites me. This right here, when people are here, this is what I do. Oh my goodness. Well, if you go back a few months ago, I was talking to a friend of mine and I was telling her that, you know, I can't change my circle, the people in my circle. I can't change what they're doing, but I can change my circle. And I'm going to be putting myself in environments where I am growing and I'm around dynamic people so that I can be surrounded by people that are doing dynamic things like I'm trying to do and I'm doing. And here I am, hearing that conversation, knowing that it's like I am now surrounded by dynamic people doing dynamic things like I am doing. And these things that I'm speaking and that when I say them, I get goosebumps around are coming into fruition. So why are the goosebumps so important? Why is that a big thing of what's going on? Well, as I'm sitting and driving home after this experience, I'm listening to Esther Hicks and Dr. Wayne Dyer talking. And Dr. Wayne Dyer is interviewing Esther Hicks. And they're talking about infinite intelligence. And they're talking about how we receive messages and when we're in alignment and how these things all take place. And she says, you know, those that prickling feeling that you get when something happens and you're just so excited that your whole body lights up. It's kind of like little goosebumps all over. That's us talking to you. That's us telling you you're on the right path. That's us saying, continue forward. You're doing it. That's you being in alignment. Oh my gosh. I about lost my mind. Because confirmation after confirmation after confirmation after confirmation is coming that my faith should not be an issue. You are doing the right things. Move forward. You've asked for this. I've got you. This is what you teach. You're going to step out on your own faith because this is what you teach. And this is the truth about it. This is what I teach. This is what I believe. But it does not mean I don't have fear and I am not scared to step out on my own faith because I am walking into the unknown. And I had explained last night, I've been on this ledge. This ledge has been a yard long. So I've had room to move around on my ledge. And I was very comfortable on my ledge. And then all of a sudden, when I was told you're not going to have your contract renewed, all of a sudden, in that moment right there, I sat up and I was just like, wow. I looked down and my ledge was 5 inches. And my feet are not 5 inches long. So I am now with my toes hanging over this ledge. Very, very nerve-wracking, very uncomfortable. All the comfort has gone. I am uncomfortable now. I am having to make some decisions and I'm having to grow. So as I'm sitting here and I'm sharing this with the different people in my life, I'm told by somebody that I love very dearly, my past gentleman, I guess, one of my best friends, tells me, you've been preparing for this your whole life. You've been pushed off the ledge. Now it's time for you to fly. It's time for you to soar. Damn. Received. That's received. But I still have the old thoughts. I still have the old ways of doubts and fear. And I have to remind myself that Esther Hicks said 17 seconds. Don't stay in any thought for more than 17 seconds if it is not powerful and it is not pushing you and propelling you forward, because then you are growing something that you will bring to yourself. So I have to intentionally say, when a fear comes in, because they do, or a negative thought comes in, thank you, but no thank you. I'm going to think about a leaf. I'm going to think about something that is neutral. I am going to think about a little bug cartwheeling. You know, something that is going to remove me from this. And once I allow that feeling to pass and I get out of that, then I put power thoughts in my head. I put power feelings in my head and I start writing and I start doing something that is going to propel me forward and put me into the action state of receiving the results I want. Now, with that being everything being said, I get home yesterday and I get a text from my supervisor. She sends me another video and it is about power moves. And after the day I had, or the evening I had, and the power moves that had just taken place, it was another confirmation of what I was doing. And it was another message by Sarah Jakes Roberts. So I'm sitting here and I'm like, this is amazing. This confirmation that I am having that it is time to move forward is just mind-blowing, surreal, and exciting. I go to sleep elated. I wake up elated. I am beyond excited at this point. And I decide this morning, you know what? Let me go and listen to Rise and Grind. I haven't opened the book. I've had it for a month or so, 2 months, and I haven't opened it because my focus has been Think and Grow Rich. Every day, all the time, I can't think of anything else. So I put the audiobook on and it starts. And in the first sentences, Damon explains that he's working, collaborating with these people because of the fact that he's dyslexic. What? Holy crap. I am dyslexic. And this has been one of the things that I've held up that as one of my weaknesses that would keep me from doing the best of the best or being able to jump out there, because how am I going to get past some of these difficulties I have? Even though in my whole life, I have always gotten past these difficulties, even though they are there, I have never allowed them to stop me, and I rise above them over and over again. I am refusing to see my own power and the fact that I'm aligned and I'm doing these things that are powerful. I'm the one that is blinded by my own light because I can't see that I'm continuously doing what I say I don't think I can do. Which is me blocking myself, even though I'm in alignment, even though I'm doing it day after day after day, I'm not seeing it in myself. I'm actually blown away. So I continue listening, and I would definitely say this book is a must read. It is a must get along with Think and Grow Rich. I'm going to have a list of books somewhere available on Facebook, on Instagram, on my website at some point soon. But Think and Grow Rich and Rise and Grind are definitely books that, for me, are must reads. I can't even believe. So we go further into the book and Damon starts talking about how he grew up and how he didn't really see a lot of people always rising and grinding and, you know, making the time to make the donuts, that he realized he had to get up and grind, right, to get things going. But where it was amazing was when he said that his foundation, when he was creating and discovering himself and getting himself together, was when he started reading Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And when he read it for the third time, and I just blew, it just blew me away. That once again, the connections, the confirmations were there, and I stood there with goosebumps, knowing that I was in alignment, knowing that I was doing what was necessary, knowing that I was not doing hard work or overworking, which was pushing me away from alignment, but that I was working smart and I was listening and then putting action into place around the things that I was desiring, feeling, thinking, imagining. That is where it is. It is not a difficult thing. It's such a simple thing to do. It's just not easy because we have been so conditioned to want to make the grind this thing where it's like painful, and we have people have to be like, oh my gosh, you work so hard. Yeah, but are you working smart? Are you doing anything? Are you really doing anything? Because you can be really, really busy and be doing absolutely nothing. And that's the thing. It's like, what are you doing? Because your time is valuable. And if you're running around wasting your time on things that are not benefiting you, then you need to reestablish your plan for yourself and look at what you're doing and start putting things in place on a small level and just growing them into your new way of using life. So with that, I just really, really wanted to share alignment, because it's not me sitting in a yoga position or a meditative position where I'm like, and I'm sitting here like quiet and still. Now I do that because I want to prepare myself to be open to hear. That is a tool, but that's not when you're in alignment. It's in action that you're in alignment as well. It's in thought that you're in alignment. It's in feeling that you're in alignment. It's in desire that you're in alignment. It's in the asking. There are all these things that can bring you into this spot, but there are times in the day that you will feel, I am here. Oh my goodness. And in those moments, stop and be thankful. And write it down, share it, talk about it. If it's something that makes you feel amazing, dive in, share it, explode it, make it big, because you will find that that which breathes into you will implode you and make you even bigger, and you will be so excited. So with that, I hope that you find yourself in alignment all day today, surrounded with love, surrounded with pure joy, and that you have the most amazing day filled with gifts. This is Michelle, LLC. I think I'm kind of getting better at this, people, so I'm kind of excited. I'm going to post this again. It's, you know, every day is a new day, and we are moving forward. There is nothing stopping me. I am doing this. I am making this happen. I cannot wait for you to be a part of all of what I do, because everything I do is not only for me, but it is also for you. So let's do this together. Have a powerful day, and I will talk to you on my next morning drive. Peace out. Yeah, that was funny, I know. Bye.